Well, good morning, truth seekers. Mike Malloy here, sitting in for Jerry Springer this morning on Springer on the Radio. I'll be here with you today and tomorrow. Well, Jerry is off. I don't know. I'm not sure where Mr. Springer is. He's probably taking care of something very important. But I'll be sitting in for him. If you are not familiar with what I do, shame on you. I've been with Air America for the past couple of years until we parted company about 6 weeks ago. So today and tomorrow, as I mentioned, I'll be sitting in for Jerry. We'll have a phone number for you in just a second for you to call in today. I have no earthly idea what it is. The way this is set up, I'm coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, the program is produced, as you know, in Cincinnati. So we'll have a number for you to call here in just a second. Having been off the air, as I have for the past 5 or 6 weeks, has given me an awful lot of time just to kind of kick back and follow the news to see what is going on in a more in-depth way. You know, when you prepare for a radio talk show, sometimes you have to skim across everything that's coming across the wires, coming across television, coming across the newspapers, yada, yada, yada. And a lot of the substance of what you're going to talk about has a tendency to get blurred, certainly not lost, but blurred. And there have been a couple of items that have come up in the past couple of weeks that have just floored me. Absolutely floored me. Not the least of which is the Bush signing something called the Military Commissions Act of 2006 a couple of days ago. Now, this was the bill to utterly and absolutely gut and destroy some of the key provisions of the United States Constitution. This was the story where John McCain and Senator Warner and who else? Lindsey Graham, three men who have served in the United States military who are Republicans, which is almost a complete anomaly. Anytime you have members of Congress who have served in the military, 99 times out of 100, they're Democrats. Republican members of Congress do not serve in the military. Republican members of this administration do not serve in the military. In fact, what they do is go out of their way to avoid military service. So the fact that you had Warner and Graham and McCain trying to present a compromise situation for this thug in the White House to sign was really a display of I don't know what to call it. Now, of those three men, one of them was held as a prisoner of war, John McCain, as you're well aware. And according to McCain, he was tortured, as you're well aware. If anyone in the United States Senate should understand what can happen when torture becomes a state policy, it would be John McCain. However, this Military Commissions Act of 2006 goes way beyond how we treat what Bush has labeled enemy combatants. This Military Commissions Act of 2006 destroys permanently, until the courts in this country overturn this nonsense, several provisions that protect you and protect me from our own government, not the least of which is habeas corpus, not the least of which is to confront your accuser. Another one is the right to a speedy trial, the right to examine the evidence presented against you. All of this is gone. Now, for those of you who have paid any attention whatsoever to the program that I've done for the past 20 years, you know I've referred to these thugs as the Bush crime family. If there is any further proof needed as to the goals and objectives of this organization, I don't know what it would be. Before my separation from Air America, I used to ask people, if you Republicans, you conservatives, if you could call the program and give me one clear example of anything this administration has done that benefits all Americans. If you can come up with anything that this corrupt administration has done that increases our stature in the world, if you can provide information on anything that the Bush crime family has done that would justify its position in the executive branch, I'd like to know what it is. And of course, nobody ever called in with any example other than, well, Mike, the queers can't get married, so that's good enough, I guess. And speaking of queers, we're going to get to that, too, today. In Sunday's New York Times, maybe you read Frank Rich's column, where he talks about the gay old party, the GOP. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But what is wrong with it, of course, is the fact that Republicans have used a person's sexual orientation as a wedge issue now for the past 20 years. And the incredible part is that the policymakers within the Republican Party are, in fact, gay. We'll get to that a little bit later on today. So the main issue that I want to talk about here in this first segment, though, is this horrific Military Commissions Act of 2006. Bush signed it the other day while in the East Room of the White House. He was sitting with a sign behind him that read, Protecting America. Jesus, God in heaven. You know, the corruption of language is one thing, but to talk about protecting America while you're signing a bill that destroys this country. Now, remember, the framers of the Constitution were insistent that we were a nation of laws, not of men. Their way of saying the law is what defines us as a society. Not who the citizens are, not our skin color, not our religion, not our, but the law. We're a nation of laws, not of men. So when Bush signs something that effectively destroys the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, what the hell do you call that? What do you call that? I call it an open, full frontal attack on the United States. Now, in the past couple of years, you know, I hear a lot of people, myself included, batting around the word impeachment, like, you know, this guy really ought to be taken out of office. He really ought to be removed from office legally and peacefully, of course, because of the damage that he's doing. Does this not register with right-wingers, with conservatives, with Republicans? Do you understand what your boy has done? Do you understand what this means? Now, I noticed this morning the New York Times has a blatant lie in their lead editorial. Their lead editorial today is titled A Dangerous New Order, and it talks about this Military Commissions Act of 2006. And towards the end of the New York Times editorial today, it says the law does not apply to American citizens. That is absolute nonsense. It does apply to American citizens. It applies to anyone that the Bush crime family wants to designate as an enemy combatant. Also, in the law, it says the following, any person, that includes one supposes American citizens, any person is punishable as a principal who commits an offense punishable by this chapter, by this bill, or aids, abets, counsels, commands, or procures its commission. It goes on to say, any person subject to this chapter who in breach of an allegiance or duty to the United States knowingly and intentionally aids an enemy of the United States or one of the co-belligerents of the enemy shall be punished as a military commission may direct. It goes on to say, any person. Now, I'm not going to, you know, just drive you to the wall with the use of the term any person. But in this law, it says any person over and over again. So what the hell the Times is talking about this morning, I have no idea. This applies to you, truth seeker. It applies to you, Mrs. Republican. It applies to you, Mr. Conservative. It applies to every single person on the face of the earth. George W. Bush has declared himself not only the King of America, but the king of the world, where it concerns his right, the right of the United States to go anywhere on this planet, seize anyone they want to seize, identify them as an enemy combatant, put them in prison, and leave them there indefinitely. Or until such time as some thug in the Bush crime family decides, okay, let's bring this halfwit out and try him or try her. Oh, better yet, let's just let him rot. No legal representation, no ability to see the charges against you, no right of habeas corpus to demand proof that your arrest does not violate the U.S. Constitution. My God! This is what it's come down to. This is what it's come down to. Secrecy dominates these trials. You know, what was it, the Magna Carta? In the 13th century, didn't we settle this 800 years ago? Wasn't a list of demands presented to the king at the time and said, look, no more secret trials, no more entering into somebody's home or personal papers or livelihood without a warrant. Didn't we already decide this? I'm Mike Molloy for Jerry Springer. Stay with us.
It's not going to end the war. It's
certainly not going to end the violence.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
But it's going to help a lot.
How's anybody going to hear if you don't say it? 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Springer on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Molloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. If you want to join in the fun and frivolity here, the number is 877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. What we're talking about in this segment is this Military Commissions Act of 2006, which does absolutely nothing to protect the American public from anything. What it does do is consolidate power in the executive branch of the government of the United States, which is specifically what the neocons have been aiming for the past 30 years. It also eliminates constitutional protections that the framers of this country put together 217 years ago. This is astonishing stuff. Now, you know, I've said this before on my program, and it is mind-boggling to me that you and I are sitting here right now. I'm sitting in a radio studio, and you're sitting somewhere, your car, your house, your office, somewhere. Well, the Constitution of the United States is being ripped to shreds. We're just sitting here. We're sitting here talking about it. While George Bush goes on television with a sign behind him says, "Protecting America." If this man were honest, it would have said, "Destroying America." Because we're a nation of laws and documents. We're not a nation of people, and that includes George W. Bush. Republicans are going to tell you now that any resistance to this bill is going to be coddling terrorists, that the Democrats want to set up all new laws to protect and coddle terrorists. Isn't that what they're going to say? Of course they are. And I've said it before, every single Republican in the country is a liar. And we'll use a politician, we'll use any system whatsoever, fear, lies, deception, buggering pages, stealing money, cheating, lying, anything, to stay in power and to continue in office. So the Republicans now are going to say, well, who was it? Dennis Hastert the other day issued a statement that said anyone who opposed this Military Commission Act of 2006 is, quote, putting their liberal agenda ahead of the security of America, end quote. He said the Democrats, quote, would gingerly pamper the terrorists who plan to destroy innocent American lives and create new rights for terrorists, end quote. This is the kind of leadership that the Republican Party puts out there. It's one thing to be politically competitive. It is something else to be a lying son of a bitch who will sit there and say this sort of stuff, as Dennis Hastert has done, as George Bush has done, as every single Republican in the Senate has done, as John McCain and Warner and Lindsey Graham, all of them who knew better, have done. Do you care? Does it matter to you at all that you are now subject to illegal, unconstitutional arrest, detention? You could be shipped anywhere that we have a secret prison. You can be tortured. You can be put on trial. Does that matter?
Oh, well, Mike, it's not going to happen to me. I'm a good conservative. I voted for George Bush twice. It's you damn liberals!
Really? Is that what you believe? Good God. I don't know. You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't know where I live anymore. I live in a country that somehow, through deception, thievery, lies, chicanery, and every single electoral trick that could be put together by the secretaries of state of Ohio and Florida to get this useless bastard into office twice. That's where I live. I live in a society now that is not a democratic republic. It is not a society of free individuals. It is not a society of laws. Think about this. Think about what's going to happen. Is your son in the military, sir? Is your husband in the military, ma'am? Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Republican, do you have an offspring or a cousin or an uncle or an aunt that's in the military? Guess what's going to happen now? When your relative is captured by one of George Bush's endless enemies, guess what's going to happen? Geneva Convention, to hell with that, doesn't exist anymore. Your son, your daughter, your aunt, your uncle, your mom or your dad is going to be taken someplace by the enemy and sliced and diced while they're alive, skinned alive, tortured, brutalized because of George W. Bush. Are you happy with that? There's not a military commander in the United States military, not a single commander who's not just retching when this so-called Military Commissions Act of 2006 was passed, because the military commanders understand what this means. They understand. And why you and I don't understand this to the point that we say, okay, finally, enough! Enough! And take to the streets by the tens of millions to remove this criminal regime. I don't know what the hell it's going to take. What is it going to take, Truth Seeker? What is it going to take? Do you need another Duke Cunningham, another Tom DeLay, another Bob Ney, another Foley? What the hell do we need now? To come to the realization that the Republican Party, as it's presently constituted and directed, is a criminal enterprise that is destroying the United States of America. What do you need? What sort of proof do you have to have put in front of you on your television or in your newspaper or from your right-wing talk show host? What do you need? Before you have the presence, the clarity to take a look at what's going on and say, Jesus Christ, they're destroying the country. What does it take? Do you think that because you're in the corporate class and you live in a gated community and you go to church on Sunday that somehow you're protected? Do you really? Yeah, I guess some of you do. You know why this upsets me? Maybe for the same reason it should upset you, because I'm a patriotic American. Because I believe in my country, I believe in my institutions. I believe in self-government. I'm not a Republican, in other words. I'm an American. Back after this break, I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer.
Conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Now, on with the countdown. It's time for a long-distance dedication.
Yes, yes.
It goes out from Kim in North Korea to his greatest love, Kim, in North Korea.
Yes.
Kim's dedication reads, Dear Casey, I'm the most popular artist in North Korea. holding every song in the top 10 every week since I was born.
My people love
me. Casey, will you play my newest hit about my lovable new nuclear family? Kim, in North Korea, you really rule.
Number one.
Here's your dedication. Yeah. From you, to you, by you.
I got my hands on the bomb. I got my hands on the bomb. I know I can do anything that I wanna. Do whatever I wanna. Like Michael Jackson did with that llama. I am the star of this drama. I am big man. Because I can blow up Japan. You wasted time on Saddam. You should have captured Osama. And now it's my turn to say, your mama. George Bush, he's so dumb. He's a cowboy. I will destroy. Or just annoy. I am reasonable person. Just want to chat. Like American teenagers on computer. What's up? My missile is what's up. The button here in my palm. It will blow you to kingdom come. And I will aim it at California. Yes, I can become the new governor. Oh, yes, I can. I'll hit San Fran. I'm Superman. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's me. Up, up, and away. I'm the king of the world. Cowabunga.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
I can't stand it. Man, I'm off for 6 weeks. I come back on to substitute for Jerry Springer and lose it in the first 30 minutes. Already I'm getting emails from people who are saying, you're coming back with the cuss words? I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. The only other thing I know to do would classify me as an enemy combatant. All right, the phone number, this is Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. By the way, let me make this announcement now. Starting October 30th, I'll be back on the air on the Nova M radio network. You can go to their website, Nova M, novamradio.com, I believe, and find out. We'll be syndicated out of Phoenix, and it'll be carried nationwide, web streaming. We're going to sign up with one of the satellite carriers. So we'll be back on the air Monday week. October 30th, kicking ass and taking names, all right? But right now, we're filling in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. The phone number here is 877-34-JERRY. That's 877-345-3779. All right, I've got to, it's too early in the morning for this. I drink three cups of coffee on the way in here from the traffic in Atlanta. And let me tell you something, I have not driven in Atlanta morning traffic, commuter traffic, in probably 20 years. Jesus, God, almost had a nervous breakdown. Most people know that I carry a weapon. I have a license to carry it. And I swear to God, and here in Georgia now, there's a law that if you feel threatened, you can shoot somebody. And it doesn't have to be in your house or your car, just on the street. I had to tie my right hand to my thigh today to prevent myself from reaching into my coat. Never mind. The traffic out here is insane. So three cups of coffee, Atlanta traffic, and I come in here, and the first story that I want to do is what happened October 17th, which counteracts what happened on July 4th, 1776. And I'm screaming and frothing and foaming at the mouth again. All right, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Richard in Farmington, Michigan. Richard, welcome to the Jerry Springer program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, one of your friends from the nighttime show, and I'll tell you, it's been a rough 6 weeks for all of us. I can assure you of that. I know you're upset, and I understand that. The fact that we've lost even as basic a right as habeas corpus, that now we can torture and we can set up secret prisons and everything. But I think you're missing the big picture point here.
Okay, well, tell me what I'm missing. God, please help me.
At least the gays can't get married.
Well, that's true. So it's all worth it.
That was the thing. Now, earlier in the program, I was going to say you made a mistake, but actually what you did was you merely understated the case. You're talking about these new powers that, George Bush has given himself, and he's anointed himself king of the world. I believe last week there was a policy change that Bush signed that makes space off limits to countries that we don't want to have access to space. So in point of fact, he has anointed himself king of the universe. You merely understated it.
I must have missed that story.
Oh, no, it's out there, yeah.
Oh, it is out there.
Oh, well, yeah, there's been a policy change. You'll be able to find it easily enough. And if we feel a country is going to threaten us, then we assert that we have a right to prevent that country from having access to space.
Yeah, well, okay. You know what's coming next is access to clean water or access to farmland or access to the high seas. Unless the right Republican politician is paid off, like this Kurt Weldon freak in Pennsylvania who seems to have cut a deal with the Russians and the Serbs to funnel money to his daughter's a PR firm. Astonishing.
It's hilarious. You couldn't make this stuff up, actually.
Well,
I got a mailing here in Michigan from the Michigan State Republican Party, and their big slogan there in the 20-point type is "Help get Michigan and the country back on track. Vote Republican." And I'm thinking, what the hell?
Oh my
God! These are the guys that took us off the track for crying out loud.
Oh my God! You know, back in the day, I would have loved to have had whatever drugs these Republicans are using. But I'm too old for it now. Hey, listen, thanks, Richard. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Have a nice nice day. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, let's see who we got. Ray in Baton Rouge, Pete in Chicago, Mark in Chicago. The Springer Show goes into Chicago? Wow, I like that. Alan in Dallas, Laura in Chicago, just a whole clutch of people who want to get on the air here and chat. So stick around. I haven't had this much fun since the last massive rat killing in the suburbs of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, sitting in for Jerry Springer.
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh. Never mind. Jerry Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
It's about 15 before the hour. Mike Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. Today and tomorrow, if you can stand it. The phone number here is 877-34-JERRY, as you know. And you know what we're talking about. Let's go back to the phones. Ray, I believe it. Hold on just a minute. Let me make sure I got the right guy here. Yeah, Ray in Baton Rouge. Welcome to the program, Ray.
Hey, Mike. Glad to have you back.
Hey,
I've been holding on the phone for about 6 weeks now.
Well, you finally got through.
Got through, yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd call and say hi and welcome back.
Well, thanks.
I look forward to hearing you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
This is really horrible what's going on in D.C. I mean, you know, as your previous caller mentioned about space and everything, we're just under a tyranny. I mean, it's horrible. I don't know what to do.
You know, I don't either. And it's astonishing to me. We have coming up in 2 weeks, we have the most important election in modern history, certainly in your lifetime and my lifetime. And with what has been revealed and what is revealed every single day about the Republican Party as it's presently constituted, I've said before, I've got Republicans in the family who have turned their backs on this clutch of neocon, neo-fascists. These are not Republicans. I just hope people understand that. The question is, what are Republicans going to do on Election Day coming up? Are they going to return this gang of murderers and terrorists into office? Are they going to stay home? Are they going to vote Democratic? I mean, Jesus, it would seem to me, here's the bottom line for me, even some of us Democrats are going to be holding our noses to vote for certain Democratic candidates because it is absolutely imperative to put the brakes on what this administration is doing. Now, what Republicans are going to do, I have no earthly idea. The so-called base of the Republican Party, the fiscal conservatives, what the hell are you people going to do? These the Bush and his crime family have absolutely destroyed the economy. Oh, not if you're in the top 5%. Not if you're in the corporate class or the managerial class. What are the fiscal conservatives going to do? Who are you going to vote for? If you don't vote for a Democrat, you're out of your mind. What are people going to do who believe in small government? George W. Bush has increased the size of government to a greater degree than any president since Lyndon Johnson, for God's sake. So what are you small government people going to do? What are you libertarians going to do? Now the government has the right to open your mail, come into your house, look at your sex life, examine your child's school records. What are you libertarians going to do? You see what I'm saying, Ray? It goes on and on and on. And the Christian conservatives, oh, don't even go there. They're laughed at. They're laughed at behind their backs. You know, we've been talking about this for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Bush is no more of a Christian than I'm a Buddhist, but he uses these people. And you know, I am not religious. I am a full-blown, card-carrying, thank-you-Jesus atheist. But I'll tell you what, for anyone who does follow the Christian faith in this country, don't you feel like suckers now to find yep. out from another Christian evangelical, David Kuo, who has written the book now, that these people laugh at you behind your back? Oh, my God.
Mike, it's a crime. It is a crime. And besides, I'm not going to vote on Election Day. I'm going to vote absentee.
Well, that's what we have to do here in Georgia,
right?
Because of the Diebold machines, we have to vote absentee.
Right. Well, we have Sequoia over here, and it looks like it's the same scam.
Right. Right. All right. Well, Ray, let me move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. I do appreciate it. You take care. Take care. Pete is calling from Chicago. Hey, Pete. Welcome to the program.
Mike Malloy, the Prince of Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Pete. How you been?
Hey, how's all those truth seekers doing? And I'm the one that coined the phrase, the Republican fascist dogs. In fact, when you were here in Chicago 15 years ago, you were on the case of fascism creeping into the government back then, which was 15 years ago.
Well, Ray, it wasn't 15 years ago. It was 7 years ago.
Okay, Mike, 7 years ago you were here then, huh?
Well, in dog years, it might have been 15. But,
okay,
in Republican years. Hey, Ray, I got a break. I'm going to put you – I'm Pete. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? I'm going to put you on hold, Pete. I'll come back to you right after the break, all right? All right. Sitting in for Jerry Springer. The number here again is 877-34 Is that what it is? 877-34-JERRY? I think that's what it is. That's what it is. All right, stay with us, Truth Seekers. We'll be back after the break.
Hey, Jerry's talking to you.
You can talk back by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 before the hour. Malloy sitting in on the Springer program this morning. And again, the phone number is 877-34-JERRY. All right, we left Pete in Chicago on hold. All right, Pete, welcome back.
Yeah, Mike, let me make this quick. This is going to come down to the Supreme Court. It's going to be a 4-4, and the guy that we need to get to is Breyer. Breyer is going to be the deciding vote on this unconstitutional signature by the Bush crime family. Now, let me make one sidebar, and this is about Denny Hastert. If you want a bum and a liar like Hastert protecting the United States Constitution, you got another thing coming. Paul, the evangelical person, was on Urban Talk Radio this morning. He prayed with Hastert. Hastert got on his knees and told him face-to-face as they were praying that he was going to resign because he lied. Saturday morning on Columbus and Monroe, Paul and other evangelicals and Judaisms and a clergyman are going to be calling and praying for the resignation of Denny Hastert. Hastert is a liar and a bum, and we cannot trust the United States Constitution in the hands of a bum like Denny Hastert.
All right, Pete. Thank you, Pete. I love your passion. I remember you, Pete. You were one of the best callers when I was on WLS in Chicago.
I gave you the first call on the What Broke this morning with this Paul guy. They're going to call for the resignation of Hastert because he looked into the man's eyes and he lied.
All right.
Hastert lied to the man.
Amen. All right, Pete. Thanks, Pete.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate it. Between Pete and me, we're going to blow out all the resistors between Atlanta, Cincinnati, and the satellite uplink. I swear to God. Oh, well, this is, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to sit back and just talk very calmly? Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Listen, the United States Constitution is being shredded. However, on the runway last night, we discovered that Bruce has been dropped, but Jessica advanced because of the wonderful dress she designed with all the sequins on it. Oh, did you hear about Madonna? She's trying to buy little Negroes over in Africa. Can you believe that? Yeah, just buying them up. So is there reason to be loud and boisterous and passionate? Yeah, there certainly is. Back to your calls. Hold on, let me see who I've got next here. Mark is calling from Chicago. Hey, Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I want to give you a little different angle on this.
Right.
I think this is a good law, and let me explain why before you yell at me.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm sure it's going to be hard for guys like you and Keith Olbermann and Jonathan Turley, who will probably have to move to Canada.
No, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here so that when the barricades go up, I get you. Goodbye, Mark. Have a nice day, you silly Nazi ass, you. All right, big break here coming up, and we'll be back after the top of the hour. It just never fails to amaze me. I know the American Nazis are out there, but when one calls the program and says, well, don't worry about it, Mike, only you and Keith Olbermann and Jerry Springer will have to move to Canada. I just want to grab somebody like that by the lapels and shake until their teeth rattle and say, don't you understand, you dumb bastard? This is your constitution, too. But what's the point? You know what I'm saying? We'll be back. Stay with us. Mike Malloy on the Springer Program. Stay with us. Cup number 4. Hey, True Seekers, Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer this morning. Springer on the radio. Jerry has today off and tomorrow, so we'll be here tomorrow also to push you a little bit closer to the brink. The phone number here is 877-34-JERRY. If you're a regular listener to Springer's program, you know what the number is. You can give us a holler anytime you like if you can get through. What we're talking about here, we started this last segment. Robert Perry wrote at consortiumnews.com, and as Bart Kopp says, consortiumnews.com is the most important site on the internet, and Bart Kopp is right. He's always right. Robert Perry wrote a column, excuse me, entitled Shame on Us All, and the headline is, History Should Record October 17th, 2006, as the reverse of July 4th, 1776. And what Perry is talking about, of course, is this execrable, too early for those big words, Malloy, bill that Bush signed, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, while sitting behind a sign that read, Protecting America. The Bush crime family under the control of two psychopathic, murderous old men, both of whom are draft dodgers, both of whom one has to believe starts their morning after brushing their teeth. They drink a little tumbler of baby blood. And those two men would be Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. These two guys, with Bush, the stupid, ignorant patsy going along with this, are utterly and literally destroying the balance of power in this country and gutting the United States Constitution. They're Republicans. They say they're Republicans. I don't think they are. I think they're fascists. I think they would have been very much at home in Hitler's government or in the current government of what's his name, Putin. When somebody pisses Vladimir off now, he just has them assassinated. Just go shoot her down. The latest was the journalist who was exposing the atrocities committed by the Russians in Chechnya. Just go have the person murdered. Very simple. Someone gets in your way, murder them. It's kind of like the mafia, but without the humor and the class. You know what I'm saying? Sure you do. So, Cheney and Rumsfeld and some of these neocons and Bush, they're doing it to the United States. And this is heartbreaking. For someone who loves this country, it's heartbreaking. Someone who loves the country like I do, someone who is a patriot like I am, someone who is respectful of the rule of law in this country like Democrats are, like liberals are. Something rotten and vile and infectious and sick has happened to the Republican Party. It is a decaying corpse. When it doesn't stumble around trying to feast on live human flesh, it squats in the darkness waiting for the next thing it can do to bring more death and destruction to this planet. It's horrifying. Sounds like a George Romero movie, doesn't it? Well, because it is. And we have an election coming up in 2 weeks. We have an election coming in 2 weeks. What are you going to do about it? I know a lot of mouth-breathing right-wingers are just going to go, glory, hallelujah, I love fascism. I love fascism! Yeah! Keep the Negroes and the queers and the immigrants out of my face. I love fascism! Those people are going to go ahead and vote for Republicans again. But people who love this country, people who respect what this country is all about, people who want to see us regain our standing in the international community, people who want to see this economy come back where Americans can make money, where working class in this country can earn a living, where we don't have mom. You know, I mentioned earlier coming in here this morning, seeing 7 o'clock in the morning traffic, commuter traffic coming in, just sucking into Atlanta from the suburbs. It was astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. Because I haven't been out in commuter traffic at 7 in the morning for 15, 20 years. And I couldn't help but think, how many of these people are going to their first job of the day? Or there's Dad driving his SUV, and Mom will come later in her minivan, both of them working. The kid's stuck in some daycare someplace. And maybe they have a couple of teenagers who also, since they get out of school, they have to go to work. So when Bush talks about the economy, what kind of sick nonsense is this when it's presented as being a success? It's a hell of a success for the top 3, 4, 5% in this country. Oh, well, Mike, the stock market hit 13,000 the other day. What does the stock market reflect? It reflects the efficiency of the American worker. We have an election coming up in 2 weeks, and I don't know, maybe the Christians who started to the evangelical Christians who really started to believe that they had influence in the Republican Party, because every once in a while the Bush crime family would toss them a bone, maybe the Christians will stay home now that they understand that they are ridiculed, denigrated, laughed at, made fun of, when the Bush crime family thinks nobody's listening. Ah, but this was his first name, David. David Kuo's new book about how the evangelical Christians are really seen by the Bush crime family. I wonder if that'll make a difference. I wonder if the Christian conservatives who are terrified of gay folk, who are terrified, oh my God, the queers are coming. I wonder now, will you people stay home once now that you realize that the GOP really stands for the gay old party? When you finally realize that Rick Santorum, one of the worst gay bashers in the history of D.C. politics, has as his chief of staff a gay man? When you realize that Ken Mellman, who is the head of the Republican Party, is a gay man, on and on and on and on. When the guy that was in charge of the missing and exploited children agency or whatever the hell it was is a pedophilic freak. Is that enough to move the Christian coalitions? What is coalition people? What does it take? You know, I'm constantly curious about this. What does it take for working class Americans to realize that Republicans want to kill you? They want to turn you into a serf. They want to go back to, 12th century England, that sort of working model. Prior to the Industrial Revolution. That's what they want for the working class. For religious people, especially Christians, don't you people get it yet? What does it take? What do they have to do? Do you have to discover photographs of George Bush abusing himself with a crucifix? What does it take? United States military. If you're in the service and you're not a skinhead, what does it take for you to understand the disrespect that these people show to the United States military? Whether you're active duty or retired or a veteran or wounded or struggling just to breathe and you can't get any help from the VA because of what the Bush crime family has done to veterans' benefits, what does it take? Is there any class of Americans other than the top 4 or 3 or 2% of money holders in this country that are being benefited by this filthy, corrupt regime? And I'm not talking about these deluded freaks like the guy that called me from Chicago.
Well, you and Keith Olbermann are going to have to leave the country.
No, I don't speak for him. I just speak for myself. I'm an armed and dangerous liberal. Oh, Jesus, am I armed and dangerous. When the barricades go up, no, I'm not going to be in Canada. All right, let's do some... I got an email here from Rick. When people say that the writ of habeas corpus has no applicable effect on their lives, they are correct. Those same people will never exercise their First Amendment rights to free speech, like openly criticizing our government. It is we, the vocal Americans, that are now being silenced. We who dare to speak out against corruption now have to fear arrest and risk being classified as enemy combatants. It is we, not they, who need fear the government today, so that those very same people are assured their rights tomorrow, as if they care. Rick. Yeah, thanks, Rick. I hear you loud and clear. Loud and clear. Oh, what, I ran it up to another break. All right. When we come back, we're going to do lots and lots and lots of phone calls. Unless we don't. I don't know. You're going to have to stick around, right? And if you just tuned in and you expect to hear Springer and you hear this freakish nonsense that's coming from me, well, I'm Mike Malloy sitting in for Jerry. Eh? Stay with us.
It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Springer on Air America Radio.
It's about 20 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer today and tomorrow. So if you don't get completely blown away today...
I can't listen to him.
I hope you come back tomorrow. coming to your phone calls here in just a second, but one of our steady listeners, Sarge, Herb, he goes by name Sarge, he's ex-military, lives in Mississippi, and became a regular listener and caller when I was on Air America, and I'm sure will be a regular listener and caller when I join Nova M Radio Network starting Monday, October 30th. But Sarge writes, he wanted me to mention just one more example of the horror of this Bush crime family. You know, they talk about the South. The South votes Republican because most of us down here are dumbasses, hillbillies, and idiots, and white. You know, and we stumble around there. I'm gonna vote for George. Why are you gonna do that? Cause, you know, he stops the queers from getting married, and you know, and he doesn't come right out and say it, but he keeps the Negroes down too, and them dirty damn immigrants that I hate unless they're out there mowing my lawn. But there are some of us here in the South, white people, who aren't that way. Sarge is one. Sarge writes, please let your listeners know that Jackson County, Mississippi, that was one of the areas that was slammed by Katrina, has learned that a group of FEMA trailer residents are going to be kicked out of their pathetic, poorly built trailers and kicked into the streets. These communities are known as egg communities. I don't know what that means, Sarge. And while the trailers are not much good, they're better than being homeless and on the streets. By the way, suicide is up 200% down here, and the people feel like those who didn't drown from Katrina are going to be drowned by the Bush crime family, and sadly, the unconcerned and uninformed American people. Yeah, it is, you know, that just disappeared, didn't it, Sarge? Huh? Katrina? What the hell are you talking about, Katrina? You mean that storm that hit down there? When was that? A couple, three, five, 9 years ago? Huh? Yeah. Hope everybody, what happened to all them people there? So I saw on the TV the other day that, hell, U2 was playing in the Superdome. I don't know. I think, you know, beside not only was it Clinton's fault, I think that whole thing was just a trick. Like they tricked us when they told us we landed on the moon. You know, that was all that stuff. That Super Bowl, hell, that didn't happen. All them people talking about white folks over there in one of them parishes going to shoot them if they came across the bridge because they were black. Damn. That's Clinton's fault. That has nothing to do with God-fearing stop the queers from marrying George Bush. The hell's wrong with you? Well, Sarge, I got the word out. I don't know that it'll matter, but the word is out. Okay, let's go back to phone calls here. Joy in Cincinnati. Joy, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just...
I've only heard you a few times, but I'm glad you're back on the air. You're a bit far out, but, you know, usually you were too late anyway for me, but I'm still glad you're back on the air.
Well, thanks, Joy.
I tuned in late, so if you've already heard what Jonathan Turley said, I'll go ahead and say it. I'm not sure. Constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley said that when he heard Bush say, "We don't torture," he had to turn off his TV. And he said this law, you know, it just violates the Constitution.
Yes.
And, you know, people should be informed at least what they're charged with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our Constitution is being shredded, basically.
It is indeed.
Uh-huh. And, you know, some of those detainees are also innocent. So, and you know, the news media won't tell you too much that's negative to Bush. So that's the reason I listen to the talk shows, and I like talk shows to not be too in the middle of the road. You know, I like talk shows that are not just more Republican than Democrat if I'm going to listen, because I'm listening for a Democrat.
I hear you.
So thanks for letting me call.
All right, Joy.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Love you, Joy. Dean is calling from Austin, Texas. Dean, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, two things. First of all, I'm going to vote this year. But the thing is, I'm not too confident about the elections. You know, they're walking around and they're sure that they have their people coming back this time around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm scared that they're going to actually steal this election, too.
Well, you know, my good friend Greg Palast, muckraker, reporter, investigative journalist, said it well a couple of months ago. He said, if they're going to steal it, make the bastards steal it. In other words, millions of Americans who in the past couple of elections, I'm talking about normal Americans, Democrats and liberals, normal Americans, have stayed home, have not voted. And I say get out in overwhelming numbers. You know, if we have 48 or 52% of the electorate show up for this off presidential year election, then we've lost it completely. It's time to go to the barricades. So I hope with everything in me that real Americans, I don't give a tinker's damn what Republicans do, but real Americans, patriotic Americans, Democrats, liberals, progressives, people who really do understand the message of Jesus Christ will get out and vote these bastards out of office.
Oh, one more thing. When Bush, if he ever gets office, do you think that they can slap him with this Military Commissions Act?
I don't know what Bush is setting himself up for. I know that legislation has been passed.
I mean, the next president that comes in, you think the next president will go ahead and lock him up and keep him locked up?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like when you're out for a walk, Dean, and you step in dog doo, and you got this mess on the bottom of your shoe, and all you want to do is get it off. George Bush has been a mess of dog droppings on the footprint of America. And I think the next president is just going to want to scrape it off of his shoe or her shoe and move on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate appreciate you checking in. Greg is calling from Detroit. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey,
yeah.
I just wanted to call, let you know, first of all, I think you're the genetically perfect progressive host, and I think you're great, and I hope I see more of you. And second,
well,
of all,
thanks, I think. Okay, yeah that's
great.
I'll accept it.
Wanted to make three comments. Basically, I hope that if a Democrat gets elected president, that the Project for the New American Century, if every member of that organization gets tried as enemies of the state.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Under Bush's own laws.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Secondarily, what do you think the odds are that there's going to be a military action or a terror alert before the election? And lastly, they're saying that the Iraqi insurgents are trying to affect the outcome of the election right now. when Americans, half Americans, probably don't even know when the election is. I'd like your comments on that, if you please.
Okay, I'll do it. Let me take this break and stay tuned to your radio, and I answer on the radio. Thanks a lot.
Thank
for
you,
checking
bless
in.
You.
All right, appreciate it. All right, we do have a break here. Stay with us. It's 28 past the hour. I'm Mike Malloy, sitting in for Jerry Springer.
At 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
This year, more than ever, our
insert district, state, city, county, or just say our country here
needs the leadership and values of
insert candidate name.
Working families and supporters of freedom know that
candidate holding baby, if new wife is younger, show also,
is working hard for a secure America. And yet, some people still support
black and white photo of opponent looking scummy.
Don't they remember how
he or she
voted with big corporations and powerful elites for
symbolic wedge issue?
Time and again,
black and white photo of scummy opponent shaking hands with convicted lobbyist pedophile
has declared war on family values. What a contrast to
candidate in elementary school classroom, couple of black kids,
who'd had the courage to stand up to the special interests and fight against
latest focus group talking points.
Don't be fooled by the same old double talk. Vote to protect our children and our
district, state, city, county, or just say our country.
Vote for
candidate in hard hat shaking hands with ethnically diverse workers.
And send a message to the hate America first crowd that
black and white photo of opponent split screen with Adolf Hitler
represents.
Candidate standing in front of a war memorial.
Can I approve this message?
Paid for by
untraceable political group with misleading name, powerless figurehead.
Chairman.
Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Wow. Did you just hear that? That was the, that is incredible. The parody political ad. Isn't that the way it works? Isn't that what they did to Kerry, the Swift Boat ad in the 2004 presidential election? What is it with these America haters? I don't know. Anyway, Greg in Detroit wanted to know a couple of things. First of all, if prior to the election, Bush might decide to invade another country, who's he going to invade? North Korea will just bitch slap him into submission if he does. You got to keep in mind that George Bush and the people who advise him are essentially cowards. They are absolute trembling cowards, which explains why they invaded Iraq. Greg also wanted to know, is there going to be another terror alert? Well, they tried one the other day. Remember what it was until it was proved to be just a hoax? Some operative in the Republican Party released information through one of these right-wing blog sites that said the NFL, the stadiums in the country, are going to be targeted with dirty bombs. So, and then it turns out to be a complete hoax, as has damn near every single report that's come from Homeland Security, Justice Department, the Bush crime family, the Mickey Mouse, whatever, of terror alerts. Whatever happened to the candy-colored lifesaver terror alerts? Well, what happened to those? Weren't they effective? Are they gone? To answer Greg's question, will there be a terror alert? Yeah, probably. Will some thug in the Bush crime family authorize an invasion of another country? Probably. It won't be Iran. It won't be North Korea. Let me see. Ecuador. Has anybody been paying attention to what's going on in Ecuador, or is it Paraguay? Aren't they collecting germ weapons? Aren't they about to attack South Texas? Doesn't the Bush crime family have to step in once again and fulfill its major duty, which, according to George Bush, protect the American people? An attack on our southern flank. Or is it Canada? Yeah, they're white and they speak kinda English. I don't know, Greg. You know, as George Bush so famously said, fool me once, shame on you, won't get fooled again. How many times can they pull the let's go invade somebody card or the terror alert card out of the black silk hat before most Americans say, oh, go screw yourself? Have we had enough yet? I would think. Now, the other question Greg had, the Republicans are starting to say now that Al-Qaeda is trying to affect the election. Oh, for God's sake. Now, I guess that would be this punk Sean Hannity and his partner, the pig man, Limbaugh, and this attack dog that they sometimes let loose, Mike Savage or Mike Weiner, the rest of these right wing talk show hosts. Is that Neil Bortz right here in Atlanta? Is that why they all got together in the White House? Okay, now listen, as we get close to the election, you know, we Republicans are going to have our asses handed to us this time. So you boys out here, Michael Medved and Hannity and Bortz and Limbaugh, we couldn't get Limbaugh to come because you know, we couldn't get him away. Couldn't get past the guards at the White House door because he carries that satchel of drugs around with him all the time. Oh, my God. But listen, boys, here's what you got to do. You got to get out there and talk about Al-Qaeda is trying to affect the election. Yeah, that'll work. You know what? There may be an Al-Qaeda. What does that mean? That's Arabic for the base. There may be an Al-Qaeda. Where is it? It's probably rooted in Pakistan, which is run by a nuclear weapon wielding dictator, Musharraf, who's a good friend of George W. Bush's. Or Al-Qaeda may be rooted in the mountains of Afghanistan in the Hindu Kush, which is run by Hamid Karzai, who is a former oil company lobbyist and a good friend of George W. Bush. But I'll guarantee you that Al-Qaeda is not rooted in Iraq. Iraq is in the middle of a violent, vicious civil war, and it's going to go on until the Sunnis and the Shia decide to stop killing each other. And the Bush crime family has injected American soldiers right in the middle of the crossfire. Who in the hell are American soldiers supposed to kill now? Who is it that is the enemy in Iraq right now? What is the reason we're there? Yeah. So I hope that answered it for you, Greg. Al-Qaeda has no more of an effect on this election than, Dr. Laura. Oh, wait a minute. What am I saying? Another right-wing thug that gets her voice out there. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer.
Call us now. 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Springer on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, Mike Malloy sitting in today and tomorrow for Jerry Springer. And the phone number here is 877-34-JERRY. All right, back to the telephones here. Let's go to Kathy in Detroit. Kathy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. I am irate like you are. I want to scream from the rooftops at people and tell them what's happening in our country. And people don't want to hear it. They don't believe it. They don't. The majority of people I talk to don't even know what I'm talking about this bill that takes away our civil rights in our country. And not only that, I'm heartbroken. I'm not only irate, I'm heartbroken that this is happening to my country. I never thought I would see this day. And I also wanted to tell you that on October 5th, there were 200 marches across the country to drive out the Bush regime, and there was absolutely no media coverage on it. We had Representative John Conyers come and speak at the end, and we couldn't even still get any of our local news people to come and cover the march.
Well, the same thing happened in Atlanta. We had about 500 people turn out. First of all, the number 500 represents an almost incalculably small representation of the 5 million people that live in the metro Atlanta area, which kind of verifies the first part of what you said. But secondly, as far as media is concerned, media is the problem. Especially television. Television is designed to make you forget. We are the most over-entertained and under-informed a collection of people ever in the history of the human race. And we've talked about that 1,000 times. But you're right. There was no coverage. Nobody gave a damn. The corporate bastards that run major media in this country, they're not going to tell you that there are thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people protesting this Bush crime family, because they, the media corporations, stand to win as long as this continues moving towards a fascist state, and they stand to lose if the idea of fairness in broadcasting or equal time should ever be brought back. So, yeah, a media has a vested interest in keeping Americans dumber than dog droppings.
Yep, I know. And, everything you call, I don't know what the words I get cut off for, but whatever, all the words that you've called them, I want to add my ex to the boom to it. Thank you so much.
I hear you. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. This is Kathy. Thanks, Kathy. We've got a chance to stop it. There's no other way to put it. We got a chance to stop it, and it's coming up November 7th. And we'll either take that chance and stop this absolute descent into fascism. And when we, normal Americans, do stop it, it'll also save the worthless asses of these right-wingers, these Republicans, these so-called conservatives, these Christian evangelicals. The list goes on and on. The people, the enablers of this move to fascism in this country. will save them too. And of course, they will, you know, continue to heap their contempt on liberals and progressives and Democrats and normal people. They'll continue to try to Hillary's private parts. They'll continue to screech and scream about liberal this and Democrat that. You sick, sick thugs. You know, we're going to save your worthless hind ends also when we save the rest of the country. There's a Zogby poll out that finds Republicans favor a fascist police state. Can you believe this? This came out about a month ago. The question was asked, what methods you would favor if it meant increased protection from terrorist attacks? In the first place, the question is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But let's go with the question. Allowing your purse, handbag, briefcase, backpack, or packages to be searched at random anywhere. 66% of Republicans said, yep, it's okay with me. Allowing regular roadblocks to search vehicles. 62% of Republicans, yep, it's okay with me. Allowing your car to be searched at random. 60% of Republicans, yep, it's okay with me. Allowing your telephone conversations to be monitored. 56% of Republicans, yep, it's okay with me. Allowing your mail to be opened at random. 49% of Republicans, yep, it's okay with me. Just on and on. What the hell is wrong with you, Republicans? What is wrong with you? Oh, God, don't ask that question. Another break. They never stop. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer. It's about 8 minutes before the hour. This is the Jerry Springer Program. I'm Mike Malloy, sitting in for Jerry. Back to your phone calls. Let me see who we got here. Ed is calling from Fort Lauderdale. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing? It's a big pleasure of mine to talk to you. I am a Republican, and to steal one of your lines, I am a truth seeker. That's why I listen to Air America and Jerry Springer and Ed Schultz and all you guys. I used to listen to your show when you were on down here through Air America. And I'm so happy to have you back on the radio. Does anybody ever talk to you about how hurtful you are to the Democratic cause with all of these repugnant statements that you make about the president and all of this stuff?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm seen as a blessing to the Democratic cause. Let me tell
you're
you
like
something, Ed. Let me tell you something, Ed. Anybody who speaks the truth is hurtful to the Republican cause. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you people, you Republicans, that you think that someone who sits here and does nothing but tell the truth is somehow a negative force on the Democratic Party.
Right?
What it explains to me is how insane you right-wingers are. Absolutely insane that somehow the truth is going to hurt you. Now, I'll tell you something, Ed.
Yes.
You tell me, since you say you claim to have been a regular listener,
yes,
and you tuned in today, you tell me one lie that I have ever said on the radio.
Mike, when you sit there...
Tell me one lie.
Hold on.
Talk to me, Ed, or I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I don't tolerate you people.
When you say,
do not tolerate you people.
Answer the
question, or I'm moving on.
Okay,
Tell me something I've said that's not true.
Mike, when you say things like the Bush crime family...
What the hell do you call a criminal enterprise? You don't think invading another country with no provocation is a crime?
No.
You don't think screwing up public education in America is a crime? What the hell do you consider a crime? Stealing a loaf of bread from a 7-Eleven?
No, Mike... Education was screwed up long before George...
Oh, Ed, people like you bore the hell out of me. Goodbye. I don't even want to talk to you. All you can do is parrot sound bites from Limbaugh or the Savage Wiener or Hannity or some local freak show down in Lauderdale. I don't want to talk to you people. You make me sick. Absolutely make me sick. Someone who speaks the truth, who sits here and talks about what is going on right under your stupid nose, Ed, and you say that hurts the Democratic, in a pig's butt it hurts the Democratic cause. What I say on this program, or not this program, this is Jerry Springer's program, but what I say on my program helps the Democratic cause because it exposes freaks like you, Ed! Why is that so hard for you to get through your head? If you're looking for a polite discourse back and forth about what you Republican evil thugs have done, and you want to talk to me, big mistake. I'm not here for polite discourse. I'm not here to sit and batter back and forth with you the size and the damage caused by Clinton's penis. I'm here to make you just squirm and make you realize that you're killing my country, and you better stop. Stay with us. Final hour of the program coming up. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer. Rah! It's about 6 past the hour. No, Springer's not had a voice change. This is Mike Malloy sitting in for Jerry today. That consists of about another 54 minutes. And tomorrow, Jerry will be back Monday. Excuse me. For those of you who have been following my checkered career, I was fired from Air America. That's a long story. I'm not going to talk about it now. Probably never. But I'll be joining Nova M Radio Network on October 30th, which is a Monday, just in time to try to fry some monkey meat before this election coming up November 7th. You'll be able to hear me on two stations. We're starting out with two stations, and that should grow exponentially. Phoenix and Little Rock, Arkansas. But you can stream the program, and you can find out how to do that by going to novamradio.com. And get prepared, because October 30th is going to be a day of kicking ass and taking names, I will guarantee you. But as it stands right now, since I'm on Springer's program and substituting for Jerry Springer, I've got to hold back a little bit. If you are listening in Ohio, let me strongly suggest, and you're a normal American, you love your country, you're patriotic, you've had people in your family serve in the military, you believe in education, you go to a decent, calm church on Sundays, or to a temple on Friday night or whatever. In other words, if you're a normal American, or you're an atheist, a humanist, in other words, a normal American, you better want to go, you had better go to your polling place and vote early, or get an absentee ballot, because Ken Blackwell, this thuggish Secretary of State who's running for governor, has deliberately and consciously skewed the results, or attempted to skew the results of the election coming up. I'm telling you, this is a fact. It is not a speculation. It's not conjecture. The Republicans in Ohio, first of all, never, ever, ever should have been in control, and would not have been in control, were it not for this screwy voting system using these abominable demonic machines. So if you are a Democratic voter in Ohio, you better go to your polling place and do early voting, or get an absentee ballot. Because these SOBs are determined, this Ken Blackwell is determined to be the governor of Ohio and determined to deliver Ohio to the Republicans. And there is no reason for this to happen. Normal Americans in the state of Ohio no more want to follow these Republican monsters again than they want to walk in barefoot into hell. So if you do live in Ohio, you are a voter, you're a Democrat, you're a normal, America-loving, normal person, go vote early. Or vote absentee, I'm telling you. And if you want more information on that, just do a search on the web. You'll find it. Okay? Go to dailycoast.com. You'll find it. let's see. How many folks have we got from overseas? Let's go to Brad in Germany. Brad, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. Glad to hear you back on the radio. Never thought I'd be listening to this show again, but, hey, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Couple things on the guy that called a little bit earlier and said, well, where would we attack? We got a carrier task force already sitting off the coast of Iran, and I understand that airstrikes may be possible. A second comment is...
Well, let me comment on that.
Okay.
We have had a task force near, however you want to interpret that, Iran ever since 1979, since
Absolutely.
The Islamic Revolution, and this is normal rotation. However, I do believe that the Bush crime family would like to try to intimidate the Iranian government into believing that something may happen.
Firing something and sinking one of our ships, just think about it. Another
If another Gulf of Tonkin incident occurs, in other words, another lie, another manufactured event, yeah, there could be trouble. But I just don't want people to think that because we have a naval task force off the coast of Iran that somehow that's different from what's been going on for the past 25 years, all right?
No, okay.
All right.
The second thing was on making sure that we show up in great numbers. I heard something this morning. I don't know where it was, but somebody said we ought to all wear blue. Now, I'm voting absentee from here in Europe because I didn't want to get tangled up in the Bush flight system that we have going out of Europe now. So
I hear that.
But if everybody wears blue, it should be fairly obvious where we win. And I just thought that I heard that somewhere, and I thought, boy, what a great idea.
It is. That is a good idea. The Bush crime family is trying to make Americans invisible. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, gay, straight, black, white, they want us all to be invisible. They want us to be serfs like we were in the 13th century. So I agree. Yeah, we're blue. That's great. You know, in some states, it's legal to carry a firearm into a polling place. Can you believe that? It's just amazing to me. In Utah, was it Utah that you can carry a firearm into a school or a church or a convention center? It's astonishing what is going on in this country. I think wearing blue instead of carrying a weapon into a polling place makes a lot of sense.
I just heard it and I thought it was a good idea. Last thing, although I swore I would never listen to Air America again after they let you go, I have sort of wandered back because I still like Sam and Randy. And you know, I don't hear anybody talking about the 9-1-1 conspiracy anymore. I don't hear anybody talking about those buildings falling down. Even other people that used to talk about it on Air America, it's mum. And maybe we're concentrating on the election, but, man, they done shut up about that, didn't they?
Well, I have not listened to Air America in a long time because the Air America station here in Atlanta was bought and murdered by someone who then turned it into, I don't know what the hell is on that station now. But, I still have good friends that work at Air America, Randy Rhodes and Sam Cedar and Rachel Maddow. And I really, and that's pretty much about it. The people are on the air there. And I really bleed for them. They've got a job to do. I hope they do it. I don't know how they choose their topics, but I don't believe that Randy Rhodes or Sam Cedar or Rachel Maddow would sit back and allow these right-wing thugs who have taken over Air America dictate to them what they could and could not talk about. I just don't believe that. So I
hope not.
I don't think so. I just think that maybe they've decided that it's better to talk about topics that we can do something about, and that is the election.
The election.
And that once the Democrats are in power, once we can start an investigation of what happened 9/11, fine, we'll talk about it then. But trust me, I know Sam, and I know Randy, and I know Rachel. I know Rachel's parents, for God's sake, and I will guarantee you that those three talk show hosts are not going to be told by anybody, much less these right-wingers who now run Air America, what they can and cannot talk about, okay?
I hope you're right, Mike. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go, and you're going to let me go because there's a lot of people, I'm sure, waiting to talk to you. Glad to hear you back on the air. Thank goodness. It's been missing in my life here in Germany, my 3 hours of Mike Malloy in the morning when I listen to you after the fact. So,
well, thanks, Brad. We'll be back on the air October 30th. Hope to hear from you.
My son says he misses you, too.
All right.
All right. Take care, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. You take care. Yeah, I don't speak for any other talk show host. Jerry Springer, Rachel Maddow, Sam Cedar, my good friend, the Air America Princess, Randy Rhodes. I don't speak for any of those people, but I will flat guarantee you that none of those people are told what to and to not talk about. None of them are. All right? We're not Republicans. We're not right-wingers. We don't get our orders in the Oval Office. We don't get our orders from Ken Melman. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer.
Less of you means more of Jerry. So call now, please. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Springer on Air America Radio.
Nineteen past the hour. Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. Back to your phone calls. Karen is calling from Sullivan, Wisconsin. Karen, welcome to the program. I guess Karen's not there. Meredith is calling from McDonough, Georgia. Meredith, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Glad to hear you on the radio again.
Hey, me too.
I'm here in McDonough, Georgia. I'm one of the few progressives and probably the only Jewish person in about about an hour's drive of the area.
You're not gay, too, are you?
No. I have to live here because my husband and I make under $100,000. We had to move out of the city to have a family.
I've been there, done that. That's why I live out of the city. I can't afford to live in Atlanta anymore either.
And I can't keep up with the Joneses up in the north side. But
I hear you.
I'm a speech pathologist, and I work with early intervention. That's babies birth to three. And I work with babies who have disorders. They have autism. They have cerebral palsy, really serious stuff. Mm-hmm. And over the past few years, nobody is talking about this. Over the past few years, the cuts in therapy for these children have been dramatic. And it started, of course, a few years ago with our Republican government that moved in here, but it's a nationwide effort to cut costs. And in addition to that, this past year they privatized Medicaid in the state of Georgia, and it has been a holy mess. And middle-class families are taking the heat. In fact, upper-income families are taking the heat because these kids need therapy. Mm-hmm. Insurance will not cover therapy for these kids. So they have, you know, they have to have Medicaid. Middle-class families have to have Medicaid to help their child get services. And the cuts have been just dramatic. And all the money is going to these CMOs who don't know their left from their right. And nothing can get done. And children are really suffering and families are really suffering. Nobody is talking about this.
You know, what you're describing, Meredith, is one of the situations or definitions of this Bush administration that just infuriates me. You know, all this garbage about compassionate conservatism, all this garbage about no child left behind. In the first place, I have deep respect for you, for what you've chosen as your vocation to work with kids who desperately need it, to me, is just about the highest calling there is. Now, having said that, I also can get the drift of your frustration. It just so happens that my mother-in-law is a speech therapist. She doesn't work with not right now with kids who are in the situation you're in. But she works with kids who may have pronunciation problems or speech problems in the public or private school system. But I am familiar with what a speech pathologist does, which as you say, that's what you do. The Bush administration in particular and Republicans in general don't care about kids. They will go to the mat for fetuses. But they don't, and if they're crazy like Rick Santorum, they'll bring home a dead baby and let the other children play with it and cuddle it. But where it concerns living children who are desperately in need of help, the Bush administration, the Bush crime family, and Republicans in general couldn't care less. Let me ask you, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to rally on the Capitol with my family November 4th. I mean, we're trying to do what we can, but there's not a lot of recourse. You know, and they say that privatization makes things more streamlined and cuts costs, but I'll tell you right now, that's not the case, because they've hired a million people who can't function whatsoever. And it was so much easier to deal with things the way they were, and it's we don't know what to do. We're having this rally November 4th, and I've got to tell you, I mean, these things attack families regardless of your income bracket.
Right.
And it's just, it's crazy, because I used to be able to treat a child with autism, Down syndrome, for 45 minutes twice a week, and now it's been cut to once a week for a half hour. And what can you do with that? And occupational therapy and physical therapy used to see kids at least once a week. Now they're down to two visits a month. And in fact, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta doesn't accept a lot of the Medicaid. They had to force the families to go to HMOs. They call them CMOs. And a lot of places do not accept that now. And so families are, the kids are going months without therapy. Some of these CMOs, they have a nurse review it, and they've decided that their child doesn't need therapy, this child who has major delays from congenital disorders. And it's a big mess, and it's just really sad.
I'm glad you mentioned the rally at the state capitol here in Atlanta on November 4th. I hope that there would be some press attention paid to this. I know that a lot of professionals in your field will be there, and I also assume a lot of parents will be there. And again, I think the only way to solve, or not solve, because it'll never be solved, but to work toward helping kids that have these problems is to get rid of these filthy Republicans. Here in Georgia, it's awful. You know, Sonny Perdue keeps running these political ads. He's the governor here in Georgia, for those of you who don't know, and he's up for reelection against a Democrat, Mark Taylor. And Sonny Perdue keeps running these ads about how he's really turned Georgia around, because there is a tax surplus in the kitty now. But the reason the tax surplus is there is for a number of reasons, not the least of which is what Meredith is talking about. This is what Republicans always do. They slash and burn where it concerns people who are the least able to defend or protect themselves or take care of themselves in a society like we have in this country. And then they stand up on their hind legs and crow about how they've cut the budget. They haven't cut the budget. They're destroying families. Meredith, I'm glad you called in. Call the program when I'm on the air with my own program after the rally and let me know how it goes, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Meredith. I appreciate it. Isn't that the way it goes? I don't care what state you live in. I know about the Georgia situation because I live here. But in state after state after state, these right-wingers, these Republicans, they don't give a tinker's damn about children, about people who are so-called handicapped. They don't care about people who are struggling. They don't care about workers who are living on the minimum wage. If you listen to monsters like this pig Neil Bortz on WSB here in Atlanta, if you listen to Bortz, as far as Bortz is concerned, poor people are poor because they choose to be poor. I guess Bortz also believes that autistic children are autistic because they choose to be autistic, and Down syndrome children are Down syndrome children because they refuse an extra chromosome when they're in the womb. I hate these people. I hate Republicans. I hate these conservatives. They are inhuman. They don't give a damn about anybody except the top 2 or 3%. Give me the money. Show me the money. If you can't buy it, it doesn't exist to these people. If you can't buy it, it doesn't exist. And children. Ah, but you listen to a right winger. You listen to some of these so-called Christian evangelicals or these Republicans or the conservatives. Oh, my God, they'll crawl on their hands and knees across burning pavement in the middle of July to stop a woman from getting an abortion. Oh, think about your baby. And the woman might be 2 months pregnant, is carrying a zygote, a collection of cells. But let that child be born. And where are these people?
Well, you ought to take care of your family a little bit better. You know? Why should I have to pay? Why should I have to contribute to Medicaid so your little brat can learn how to talk? Take him to church. Pray to Jesus. Jesus will help you.
Oh, my God. The kid issues are the ones that just bring me out. Because I'm a parent, I'm a grandparent. I have children in their late 30s, early 40s, and I have a 2-year-old, and I have grandkids. But if you want to, it's like a red flag in front of a rabid bull. Just start talking to me about what Republicans have done to children. You lying, hypocritical bastards. Every single Republican legislator, whether it's here in Georgia or in Michigan or in Ohio or New York or on the federal level, are lying, hypocritical bastards where it concerns children. Ah! We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer.
Jerry. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Hi there, stud. This is Mark. Good to see you're still online.
Hey, man, I thought you were still in rehab.
I'm allowed one online chat per day, and I chose you. Does that make you hot?
Look, I really can't stay on very long.
Just let me get some closure with you for old time's sake, okay?
Well, okay. What do you want to say?
You were 16, now they say 18. You brought me to the brink. I like a page when he's underage with blue eyes and cheeks so pink.
I was 16, now they say 18. You said I look real fine.
Well, you do.
Preaching about sex while checking my texts and playing with me online.
I put the blame on alcohol for choosing boys, not men.
Don't treat me like your Barbie doll.
To me, you're more like Ken.
Thanks. You need someone older and legal sharing your fantasy.
I am 52, looking at 8 to 10. I'm sure you'll wait for me.
Yeah, right. You can bet on that.
Oh, gambling. That's a great idea. I'll add that to the alcohol and being molested.
I was 16, sort of looked 19, paging here on the hill.
Making me sin, he's just like Lewinsky's not having sex with Bill.
She was 22.
You were 16, now they say 18. Your looks can't be ignored.
Stepped out of line, you had to resign and ran off to Betty Ford.
Just in time. I make excuses for my shame, my church, my priest, my booze.
You're a victim.
Parents, relations, all to blame. They just told me they're Jews.
Mazel tov. I'm sure someday you'll be on Oprah sharing just how you feel.
I'll be 53 going on millions
thanks to your film and book deal. So anybody there with you in rehab I might know?
Well, Robin Williams, Mel Gibson, George Bush.
George Bush?
Just kidding. Say, what are you wearing right now?
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Welcome back. About 26 before, 24 before the hour. Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. What was that, Lance, a little bit? What are you wearing right now? Have you got your boxers on? Would you like to have your boxers off? Hi, my name's Foley. I'm a child molester. I'm a pedophile. Oh, God, I get sick of it, don't you? Back to your phone calls. Lily is calling from Joliet, Illinois. Lily, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi,
Mike. Great to hear you back. Really appreciate your passion and your honest comments, too. While I've been on hold, I gave a lot of thought to some additional comments. I basically called to kind of make the same point the caller Kathy from, I believe, Michigan made, which is our frustration with friends, very intelligent friends, degreed friends who just don't seem to have a handle on what's going on.
Yeah.
I would like you, and I'll listen to you on the radio after I'm done blathering on about some other comments. I'd love your take on what we can do to motivate these people to get more interested and involved, because I'm like, they look at you like you're crazy when you tell them things that are a matter of fact that have just happened. And so it's very frustrating to me. But I wanted to make a point kind of about the media. I am south of Chicago, about 45-minute drive. WCPT, which is 850 a.m., is home listening to you. And it's just been great since I've been able to listen to Progressive Talk, because there isn't much of it in this area. Specifically where I live in Joliet, there is what used to be a community station, WJOL, JOL for Joliet, which isn't anything about Joliet anymore other than some, you know, factual obituaries, what the sports teams did.
Right.
I found out that this station is now owned by Next Media, which is a corporation based in the Catherine Harris territory of Florida.
Uh-huh.
Our programming director is a Republican, and it comes out in the way they even deliver the news, even the tone of their voice, the way they're writing the news, the way they emphasize certain things, de-emphasize or completely eliminate from the news some other points.
Sure.
They're practically salivating one morning about how our Governor Rod Blagojevich, his campaign manager, is apparently been indicted for some fundraising problems that the governor has not been indicted for at all. But the man was just gushing with excitement over how wonderful this is. They're going out of their way to push all the right-wing agenda, and this has been going on for months now. So what I do is, while I have the luxury of being a freelance writer, I tune in all day. I check what different things are doing just to see what they're up to. And it's almost over the top how one-sided the delivery of our local news is.
Well, you know, if I can interject here, Lily, that's not just going on in Joliet or Chicago or New York or San Francisco or wherever. Media in this country is totally perverted, scummed up, dominated by these right-wing Nazis. And again, it's amazing to me that our society produced these people, like the people you're talking about. That our society has somehow failed, has not explained to people how precious liberty is. I'm not talking about this bumper sticker crap, freedom isn't free. I'm talking about liberty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to respond to. I'll try to address your other question when we come back after the break. Thanks, Lily. I appreciate you checking in. Also, I think maybe we'll have, you know, we talk about problems in the program. We may have part of the solution. One of our callers on hold, Nancy Skinner from Michigan's 9th. She's going to be the next member of Congress from that district. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Talk to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry!
On your telephone.
Oh.
Call 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
Before the hour, Malloy sitting in for Jerry Springer. I'll be here again tomorrow, and then Sanity will return to the Springer program on Monday when Jerry comes back. Very quickly, Lily and Joliet was talking, you know, the question a lot of people have, how do you tell your friends or people you know that the country is being destroyed by fake Republicans and neoconservatives, right-wing monsters, neo-Nazis, call them what you want. but they're anti-American. They are truly anti-American, not because they don't have a flag on their bumper, but because they go along with the idea of destroying the United States Constitution. If that's not anti-American, what the hell is? Okay? Well, Lily, you know, I don't have an answer. There is nothing as powerful as willful ignorance. People who determine, who are determined to remain stupid. Oh, not stupid. Stupid is terminal. Ignorance is curable. But willful ignorance is almost incurable. In order for people to understand, no matter what the topic is about which they're being willfully ignorant, they have to first admit the ignorance. Now, how do you get someone to do that? I have no earthly idea. I have no idea. In most countries, in most societies, people come out of the ether when it's too late, when the gulags have been established, when the death camps have been set up, when the Constitution has been shredded, when some little tin horn dictator like George Bush has assumed power, and all of a sudden there's no place left to turn, when the courts have been prostituted, when the legislative branch is no longer effective to function as it's constitutionally mandated to function. That's usually when people come out of the ether and say, what the hell happened to my country? I'm hoping that that is not going to happen in the United States. I don't know how you tell your friends. I have no earthly idea. Willful ignorance is a bitch. So I don't know how you overcome it. Now, going from impossible situations to a possible solution, I think Nancy Skinner's on the line. She's running in Michigan's 9th. She's going to be the member of Congress. Once she gets rid of this guy named Nolenberg and defeats him in the November 7th election, I think she's on the line. Nancy, you there? Do we have Nancy? Hello? Nobody? Okay, is anybody
I'm
there?
I'm here. Mike, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Hi, Nancy.
Okay, great. Hey, I'm Mike Malloy. Yes, we are going to win this election, Mike.
I can't wait. I don't have any friends in Congress. It'd be nice to be able to call you up and say, hi, Nancy, you're a member of Congress, and I know you.
On my cell phone.
How is the campaign going? What's up?
I know he's worried. He started attacking me. Those dreaded TV ads went up saying, it's very funny, Mike, Nancy Skinner, the high-taxing Nancy Skinner is going to raise your taxes. That's all it's come down to.
Oh my
he has
God.
No solutions on our auto industry's collapsing in Michigan, as you know. We've talked about that. He has no solutions. I did a TV commercial where Robert Kennedy Jr. is endorsing me about global warming, saying the scientific debate is over. We have the technology to avert it. All we need is leadership. So I have this great commercial, and he's up there saying Nancy Skinner is going to raise your taxes.
That's a shame. I understand Barack Obama, Senator Obama, had some good things to say about you also.
He did. He came to town on Friday, and he said I was his sharpest opponent in that former race, and that he heartily endorses me. And we have that video at my website, SkinnerForCongress.com. So we're just filming our second commercial right now, Mike, and a lot of people, so many people are telling me it's got to be Iraq. It's got to be, you know, the economy. This right. is the budget. So many things that people really want me to communicate. Of course, I got to have the money to do it, so we're still out there. Our website, we have, especially the Kennedy commercial, we have this cool thing called an inconvenient congressman. Now, Joe Nolenberg is the worst on global warming, still says it isn't happening, and I've been a leader on that issue. So we're asking people to buy, if you go on my website, there's the picture of Kennedy Jr. and myself, and asking people to buy a square, these boxes around the picture of any amount, and this poster is the inconvenient congressman poster, and we're going to print this thing after we're done with this to show members, have some guts, okay, stand up, and it will serve you to have courage. As you know, we talk about a lot.
Sure.
So we still
Skinner for Congress.com or .org?
.com. SkinnerForCongress.com. Any amount. Buy these squares for these posters. It's funding our next ad. We're out there. He's worried. It's a dead heat race. He even acknowledged that in the local newspaper that it's that close. So this is one of those seats where, boy, oh, boy, we need to pick it up.
Have the people in your district, Nancy, come to understand that you have been an environmental leader since, oh, my God, back in Illinois 25 years ago? Are people aware of that?
Well, the people who are know me know that, right, and my credentials on that. But see, he tried to turn that against me in his ads. He did this mysterious thing called the Skinner File, saying, I'm going to destroy the auto industry because I support the environment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right.
I side with Hollywood liberals, you know, that kind of thing. So help me out, friends.
Nancy, I can't wait till November 8th so I can call you up and say, Congresswoman, how are you? SkinnerForCongress.com. Nancy, thanks. Take care.
Thank
Hang
you,
in
Mike
there.
Boy.
Keep
Talk
fighting.
To
Keep okay. fighting. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer. Not Jerry Skinner. Jerry Springer.
Get right through. Email jerry@springeronthe.com.
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
It's about 6 before the hour. We're almost history on the Springer program today. We'll be back tomorrow. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks to the people in Cincinnati who handle things. Paul Mason, who I believe is the executive producer of the program. Thanks, Paul. Stephanie Tyler, who handled your phone calls. No, she's the executive producer. Paul Mason is just, I don't know, they just picked him up on the way to work this morning. Anyway, to Paul and Stephanie, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate the help here. And we'll be back doing this again tomorrow. Back to your phone calls. Let me see. Who can I abuse next? No, I'm just kidding. Let's do... How about Bill in Cincinnati? Bill, welcome to the program if you're still there. Thanks for holding on. All right. How about Alan in Dallas? Al, are you there?
Hey, Mike. Welcome back to the airwaves.
And, thank you, sir.
Yeah, big welcome back from everybody on your message board. I know they want that out there. You got a bunch of listeners at Democratic Underground, too, so welcome back from them.
Yeah, I've been checking into the DU thread a little bit this morning. Lots of folks there. I love Democratic Underground. I absolutely love them, so I appreciate the support there, honestly.
And you also have supporters at the Randy Rhodes message board. I know they're listening today.
Yay! Mm-hmm. The Queen of Air America Radio, Randy Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to thank you for having guests on your program that, you know, nobody else on Air America would bother having on, like Webster Griffin Tarpley, David Ray Griffin, and even Alex Jones. It was really, you know, great to hear them and give them a sort of a
Well, we went across the spectrum, and I think voices like the three you just mentioned not only deserve to be heard, but need to be heard. People can make their own decisions. You know, when you hear something on a talk radio program, you listen to it, hopefully, and then you decide, okay, is this something I agree with, disagree with, believe, don't believe? But to keep people off the air, which is what right-wing media does constantly, simply because of their point of view, to me, that's fascism. That's just another example of fascism.
And some good websites on that would be st911.org,
right.
911blogger.com, and 911truth.org. And Alex Jones's website is good, too. It's infowars.com. And another good one is falseflagnews.com. And thanks very much, Mike, and I'll let you get on to the next caller.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, check the websites that you hear, like that clutch from Alan. Check them out. Like I said, we've had lots of people on the air when I was on Air America, and we'll do this again when I'm with Nova M. And I'm sure Jerry has done it on his program. That deserve to have what they've got to say be heard, and you're not going to hear it on mainstream media. As a matter of fact, there's a conspiracy of silence to keep so many people with so many important things to say off the air. I need a cup of coffee. That's what I need. Listen, this has been a slice of heaven, so to speak. I'll see you tomorrow when I'll substitute for Jerry Springer once again. Don't forget, October 30th, I'll be joining Nova M Radio Network, and you'll be able to figure all that out by going to novamradio.com. In the meantime, I will see you tomorrow, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and I don't get caught here in Atlanta traffic. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy for Jerry Springer.
is Springer on the radio.
Here's a